I greet you, all saints, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll just bring this short exhortation to the saints of God that are linked through this platform. God bless the organizers and those who are behind this daily devotion. Last 2 days, we looked at Can God Trust Us? I just want to look at it from a slightly different perspective today, all relating to the issues of trust. We're saying yesterday how God watches our response to other people to determine if we are worthy of his trust, because he says, if you are not faithful in that which belongs to another man, how would that which belongs to you be given to you? And we said that this faithfulness to others does not only mean spiritual things. It can be things that are very physical, things that are very mundane and everyday worldly things, like just our attitude at work, to our boss, to our subordinates, to our colleagues, to our neighbors, just the everyday things of life. He that is faithful is faithful. He that is faithful in little is faithful in much. For this lesson, I'll be going through 1 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 24 to 27. Here the Apostle Paul says, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 24, he says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate, that is controlled in all things, or moderate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. That is to say, people who are maybe training for a boxing contest, they're after maybe the heavyweight championship of the world, they go into camp, like boot camp, for 12 weeks, and they eat special food, they very disciplined, wake up early, work till late, they spar, they do a lot of things in the boxing, in the gym, just to win an earthly crown, a belt, a strap they put around their waist, and the money that goes with it. But he says, we do this for an incorruptible crown. That's a reward that is not temporary, a reward that's eternal. And if they would show so much discipline to attain something that is short-lived, how much more discipline and control and moderation do we need to show for things that are eternal, long-lasting, have no end, and it's by far more of value than the things that they do so for. So verse 26, he says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, that is, not as one that is shadow boxing. But I'm fighting, I'm hitting the target. I'm actually hitting the opponent and not just punching the air. Verse 27 is the key scripture for today. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I just want to share this little inspiration for a few minutes about staying trustworthy. It's important to be trustworthy to God. And like your brother did share with me, he says, God can only trust in himself. So God only trusts the God that is in us, his spirit that is in us. But his spirit in us has to help our spirit to put our flesh under subjection. Because a man can have the spirit of God and still do things carnally. That spirit helps us so that our spirit can put our body under subjection. Our spirit is only born once. That's why the Bible tells us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, all things have become new. That's his spirit. That spirit is born only once. But the body is only changed, is only redeemed at the rapture, is redeemed at translation. And that's why the scripture tells us the Holy Ghost is our seal until the day of redemption. That redemption is the redemption of our body, not our spirit. And it's this body that needs to be under subjection. That's why Paul says, I die daily. It's not his spirit that is dying daily, but it's the body that needs to be under subjection. And verse 27, he says, I put my body under subjection, lest by any means after I've preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So we need to not only prove to be worthy, but after we've been found trustworthy, usable by God, fit for vessel, a vessel fit for honor, we need to stay trustworthy. We need to stay a fit vessel unto honor. So many times we find ourselves do things to attain certain positions. And then when we attain those positions, we are like on a, we're just on cruise. We don't do anything, and we just maintain that for a while until we start dropping again. And so we start living off a reputation of what we've been. We start living off a reputation of what we have done or what God has done through us or things that have been associated with us. But then before long, we start falling. We start falling and nothing arrests the free flow. And then ultimately we become, you know, we make a shipwreck. So it's important that the things that we do on our way up with God, we need to continue to do those things to stay up with God. So whatever we need to do, whatever we have done, as we become reliable vessels in the hands of God, we need to stay and keep doing those things so that we stay trustworthy, so that we stay pleasing in His sight until the end, keeping the body under subjection until the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Paul says, I do that every day so that I don't become a castaway after having brought others in. So I do that every day means continuous process until the end of life or until the coming of Lord Jesus Christ. So we don't train to become world champions, and then when we become world champions, we relax. We train till we attain, but then we continue daily. That's why Paul says, I forget those things which are behind me, and I look forward to those things which are before. So it's a daily death, daily subjection of the flesh. And that's why the walk with God is a journey and not a destination. It's a continuous process. You don't say, okay, look, I've looked after the things of others for the last 6 months. Now I need to look after myself and now pay attention to my own things. And I don't really want to care what happens to any other person. I don't really want to rejoice with anybody, whether they rejoice or whether they mourn. It's not of my headache. You can't do that as a child of God. As one born of the Spirit, as long as you still have that seal of the Spirit will always help us in every situation we find ourselves, no matter how infirm we are. He helps our infirmity so that we can put this body under subjection and the God in us will continue to express Himself. So, brothers and sisters, I hope the Lord will minister to us in one way or the other through this short message. And God bless you and be with you for the rest of the week in Jesus' name. Amen.